I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. When we stumble upon a still life painting in an art museum today, we might think that it is traditional, maybe even boring. However, for an American artist in the early 1800s, still life was as rogue and renegade as punk music in the 1970s. Raphael Peale, son of the famous Philadelphia painter Charles Wilson Peale, strayed from his father's lucrative path painting portraits of statesmen and moralizing historical scenes, and devoted his career to painting fruits, vegetables, and cuts of meat instead. In the David Owsley Museum of Art, you can see Raphael Peale's still life with peaches and grapes, a lovely example of the artist's rebellious and obsessive fixation on the beauty and fragility of fruit after it has been harvested. Peale's meticulous painting style will captivate you. Peale's attention to every detail, every bruise and blemish in the flesh of the fruit, is astonishingly realistic. Even with his great technique and large body of work, Peale struggled as an artist. He was never financially independent and in turn never earned the full respect of his father. Peale's creative legacy persists though, and you can observe his talent in person at the David Owsley Museum of Art. We'd like to thank Ball State student Riley Burns for his text. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.